Troy Parrott is chased down by the Millwall players, and we've just reached the half hour mark here at the Den, 0-0 between Millwall and Tottenham Hotspur on Live Sports FM. Spurs give away the ball in their own half. Now Taylor, and a strong shot into the top left corner from captain Billy Mitchell. Smashes it with his right foot into the top left corner. He's laid off the ball by George Alexander, and a fantastic drive curling into the top left corner past Spurs goalkeeper Oluwayemi. Millwall lead 1-0 against Tottenham Hotspur in the FA Youth Cup.
Yeah, well, Tottenham have not started this game well, and a Millwall goal has always been threatened, but we didn't think it would come quite like that. What an incredible shot from Mitchell, the Millwall captain. He brings the ball down, he comes forward about 30 yards out, he brings it 20 yards out and 10 yards outside the box. He lets fly with an incredible right-footed shot. As the ball bobbled up, he hit it perfectly, and it's the perfect finish. It goes way past the keeper before he can even move in off the upright into the top corner, and Millwall lead, and Spurs can't say they haven't seen it coming.
Lewis Binks, a centre-half who's been sent up to play striker in these final few minutes by manager Matt Wells. Headed straight out for a corner again.
And it gives Spurs a third opportunity to deliver a ball in here with 93 minutes gone.
Another chance here. Goes to the near post to get Joe Wright Christ to come and claim it. And Spurs have equalised. 3 minutes into added time here at the Den. Spurs 1, Millwall 1, headed in at the back post, the left post. Joe Wright tried to come and clear it, couldn't quite do so. He sits on the floor now. Huge shout from the Spurs players. They're equal here at the Den. Millwall 1, Tottenham Hotspur 1.
Absolute heartbreak for Millwall there. We said just a couple of minutes ago that a few needless corners given away. They just started to panic in this minute of added time. And as the ball came forward, it was headed on. The keeper came to claim, couldn't get a firm hand on it. And the Spurs player was allowed to finish at the far post. 1-1. I don't know if Spurs deserve it. And I'm absolutely heartbroken for Millwall. They are unlucky not to get the win here. But like we said, QPR last week came through with the goal in the last minute. Then they went on to win in extra time. Can Spurs do the same? Millwall now with a massive uphill challenge for them.
Millwall kind of resorting to the long ball tactics. We saw them when they weren't winning, and after they got ahead in the 34th minute, they started playing better football. But Troy Parrott is fed through now by a lovely ball from Markandai. He gets past the goalkeeper. Can he feed this straight into the feet? He can do, and Tottenham Hotspur take an early lead in this first period of extra time. 3.5 minutes in here, and they lead 2-1. Fantastic play there as Troy Parrott is fed through, goes past the goalkeeper, Joe Wright, and cuts it across the face of goal for Tottenham to take a lead for the first time in this game, Will.
They do, and it's the goal scorer, Rodell Richards, one of the two attacking wingers coming down this side, and they've looked dangerous, but it was really good play from Troy Parrott. He latched onto a speculative ball forwards, got there ahead of the keeper, and instead of trying to leave a leg in and maybe going down to win a penalty, he goes round the keeper, he gets his head up, which is the most important thing, and instead of trying from a tight angle, he pulls the ball back, and Rodell Richards finish from the six-yard box. An open goal, cannot miss, and now this changes the entire complexion of the game. Millwall will have to push forward, and Spurs know they've just got to sit for the next 20 odd minutes or so, 25 minutes, and they're going through to the fourth round to play Arsenal.
There's one team that looks like scoring here, and it's not Millwall at the moment, and they are the ones who trail. They need a goal. They led here for about 59 minutes after a fantastic strike from captain Billy Mitchell, but a goal from Janiel Bennett in the third minute of added time of normal time was the equaliser for Spurs, and Rodell Richards put them in front in the third minute of extra time. Millwall have been searching for an equaliser since, and they haven't found it. Millwall 1, Tottenham Hotspur 2. A couple of players fall to their knees. They've put everything into this game, but so have Tottenham. Two sides who did fantastically in this game. Millwall did fantastically to lead for so long. They played fantastically in the opening 90 minutes. They did well in the first stages of the second period of extra time and looked like they might find that dramatic equaliser. But Spurs have done well. An experienced side. They have UEFA Youth League experience, Under-18 Premier League Cup experience. They are top of the Under-18 Premier League Southern Division, and it showed today. Their quality showed in the final 30 minutes. Their experience showed. They got two goals back, and a gutting result for Millwall, who did really well today against stronger opposition.